Waiting on the weekend, we are ready with a great concert lineup. I'm Steve Goss with Mara Davis, namesake of Mara's Music Mix.
It is a big weekend of music, Steve. Like, let's get...
Tell me about it.
I mean, right into it. I hope you're ready for all the variety we have for you this weekend. Let's get started in a little 5 points at the Star Bar. It's Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. And I put this top of the list because she's just a rebel country artist. She just does not play by the rules when it comes to country. She's kind of like country punk rock, and she recorded an album almost by accident. Her band, the Disarmers, really wanted her to record this record, and she was just like, hey, I'm okay just performing in North Carolina, and I don't need to do this, but obviously her music's really taken off.
Yeah, she does have an attitude, and that's refreshing. She's the real deal. There's no makeup, no coiffed blonde hair. I don't even know if she wears boots, but she might. Certainly no hat.
Well, she says she's a civil rights activist, a bisexual, an atheist, and a vegan. You know what I mean. There's a lot of non-redneck stuff right there. So I've edited that for your pleasure. It was a little rougher than that.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
To me, she's like country meets Patti Smith. FYI, she is Rolling Stone Magazine's one of the 10 country artists you need to know. She was just written up in July, so now you know.
There's a fever in my bones, no man-made medicine can cure.
That's Sarah Shook and the Disarmers at the Star Bar tonight.
So, Mara, I checked my calendar, and it's like mid-September, not New Year's Eve. But Widespread's in town?
Spreadheads, they're all getting together, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. This is their fall tour. So they're going to do a winter tour as well. But all of them getting together, reliving the University of Georgia memories, getting together, shaking their bones, and getting ready for great songs like Traveling Right and Tire Shoes and Fish Water and Talking Head covers. Should be a good one.
Dwayne Trucks is sitting in on drums with the band for this concert. And Humphreys McGee is the opening act, another jam band. So expect a long show with maybe 3 or 4 songs.
That's right. That joke never gets old,
no,
does
it,
Steve? It's really perfect.
Street dogs for breakfast, whiskey sours for lunch.
That's Widespread Panic at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater tonight. So we try to bring you so much variety in the music that we have in the mix, and I'm going to give you a tip on a show from the ukulele virtuoso. He is probably the best ukulele player in the world, he's been called. I'm talking about Jake Shimabukuro, who's playing the Buckhead Theater. Now, Jake kind of got discovered by accident. There was a video that was uploaded on YouTube of him doing While My Guitar Gently Weeps, a ukulele version. He didn't even know it got posted, and then it got millions and millions of views. He does fantastic covers, and he's out on the road playing songs from his album called The Nashville Sessions.
Yeah, he toured with Jimmy Buffett a few years ago, which catapulted him to the top in their mind now. And I think his mission is to make ukulele music mainstream. He's said that before. He does do a lot of covers. He did, on a TED Talk, he did Bohemian Rhapsody.
So, well, it's very pleasing to the ear. It's almost like when you start listening to it, it feels like light jazz or guitar jazz. It's really good, and he has a fun personality. And if you're down with ukulele rock, well, this is the show for you. That's Jake Shimabukuro at the Buckhead Theater tonight.
And you mentioned variety. Here's an artist that I think a lot of people in Atlanta might not be exposed to. His name is Sonu Nigam from India, and he's what they call a playback singer, which means he's the real vocalist, while the Bollywood actors sing, they're lip-singing his voice.
That fascinates me, the
Crazy.
Whole Bollywood experience and how it's just a culture of its own. And he is a huge star with millions and millions of fans and followers. He's also an Indian idol. He's a judge. So he's the real deal. and playing in Gwinnett. So if you're looking for that kind of Bollywood live experience, this is, I think, a really cool show. And then also paired up with this, it's Atif Aslam, who's from Pakistan. And he's a huge Pakistani singer with a tremendous fan base. So it's nice to see the Indians and the Pakistanis getting together because music is a universal language here.
Hear, hear.
Kuch tum socho, kuch hum soche, phir khushi ka mausam aaye.
That's Sonu Nigam and Atif Aslam at the Infinite Energy Center in Gwinnett tonight. So if you want to take a throwback into the 80s, this is the show for you. Well, I guess I would say 70s and 80s. What a bill. Triple shot Thursday. Cheap Trick, Heart, and Joan Jett. I think that's a fantastic bill. Let's get started with Cheap Trick, who they're still rocking out. You still got the blonde hair, the Xander, the Bunny Carlos. Very happening. Heart, the Wilson sisters, killing it. Still, they sound fantastic.
Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
Look out for the Led Zeppelin covers. They're big into Zepp covers.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Heart do Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, yeah.
At the Kennedy Center Honors?
Oh, sure.
For those of you who have yet to see it, it'll take your breath away.
Fun fact, I was in the audience at that.
So that's where the Freebird, I hear someone yelling Freebird right as they transition to the fast part. That was you.
If you think I'm making it up, I'm not. You can look at my Instagram, MaraDavis2000, and there's a picture of me and Jimmy Page. I'm not making it up, with the rainbow necklace and also Kyle MacLachlan from Twin Peaks. It's a great story, which I'll tell you another time, unless you want me to tell it now.
I'll hold you to it.
Okay, good.
I will hold you to it.
That's Cheap Trick, Heart, and Joan Jett at Chastain on Saturday night.
I don't know how many years Music Midtown has been in operation. I know they took a few years off. I know it started in 1994, where the Federal Reserve Bank is now, is there. And boy, has that animal changed since then. But they're back. It's Music Midtown Weekend.
Yeah, Piedmont Park. And they have been building those stages for a couple of weeks now. So this is going to be probably one of the biggest music events that you're going to see in Atlanta this year. The lineup is so huge that obviously we can't go through them all. But let's go through some highlights. Band of Horses, they're going to be playing. FYI, they're also doing a late night show at Smithsill Bar. So definitely download the Music Midtown app to keep in mind some of the extra shows that go along with Music Midtown. Beck is going to be playing. And look for Beck's new album coming out soon. Lucius, I think they're a band to look for. If you watch the show on Showtime called Roadies, do you watch that?
Started to. I've got it taped on backlog. I haven't...
It's right up your alley, Steve.
Oh, I know. Okay. I haven't caught up with it.
So they're featured on that. Leon Bridges and his Smooth Grooves. He'll be a part of it. Other bands, Big Boy, 21 Pilots, Mayor Hawthorne. That's just...
Yeah, you mentioned Big Boy. I hate to interrupt, but you know, just last weekend was the One Festival, and Andre 3000 was on stage.
Oh, so you're welcome. I called that.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, will they show up together, you think?
I don't know. Maybe it was the Dungeon Family. I think that was like a big part of it, that they were trying to get together. But it was weird because it was reported. You know, CeeLo was saying that very confidently that Dre was going to show up. And it didn't seem like it got that much buzz, where I thought it would have gotten more, because you don't see Andre 3000 out there that much. But yeah, he was there. You heard it first. Well, you heard it second on WABE.
It was a close second, though.
Okay.
Well, who knows? I'm going to hold out hope that
That's
Big
right.
Boy and Andre are back together. Who knows?
I would love to see
weekend.
That.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Now, on Sunday, Steve, some of the bands to highlight. I obviously want to highlight the Shadow Boxers. They are an Atlanta band who are now Nashville-based. They're one of Justin Timberlake's favorite bands. They're going to be playing one of the stages, the Alabama Shakes. Corinne Bailey Rae, she's making a comeback. She hasn't been around in a while. She's had a lot of tragedy in her life. The Killers, they're also doing a late night show at Terminal West, so be aware of that. That hunky Pete Yorn is going to be there. I've worked with him in the past. Also, Kesha. So Kesha's going to be there. And, you know, Kesha's been in the news and has had a lot happening with, you know, lawsuits and all of that. Peter Bjorn and John, James Bay. I mean, there's just so many of them. I can't get to them all.
18 acts on Saturday, 18 acts on Sunday, doors open at 12:30. Everybody's playing 1 hour, except the Killers are playing an hour and a half to end the show on Sunday night, and I think 21 Pilots playing an hour and a half on Saturday night.
And they were just here, Gwinnett.
Yeah,
so,
just a few weeks ago.
But they have such a huge fan base. But this is going to be a big festival in Atlanta, so be looking out for all this great music.
Four different stages.
Four.
Yeah.
And 18 plus 18 is...
36.
Thank you. Okay.
Divided by four is nine.
All right. That's Music Midtown, Saturday night and Sunday night at Piedmont Park. Check it out.
Your feet every once and again.